Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Where we live in North Carolina, the weather is always just up and down, up and down. So this week, it's supposed to even get up in the 70s. So this week is going to be hot. And then next week is supposed to be back to the days with 40 as the high. Now, something that you should always notice as just a regular member of the community that's not a radio professional or TV professional, listen to radio and TV professionals when they do talk about the weather, and they will tell you highs in the mid-40s or lows in the mid-20s. There's only one high and one low. They shouldn't be telling you that. They should say the high is, you know, 25. The low is 21.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have but one high. Can't have but one low.
True. Yeah.
And if you hear a TV new TV weather person say that, call up the station.
Call them.
Yeah. Tell them they're idiots.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all doing?
And if you listen to the radio and somebody just says, chance of showers this afternoon, well, how big of a chance? Because 1% is a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Damn, people be dumb. Mm. They be dumb.
Dumb. They get paid for that.
Yeah, that became a trend in radio probably, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, to not give a certain percentage, you know, because they just treat it like, they'll say, a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Now, is that an 80% chance or is that a 10% chance? Because that's a big difference.
Yeah, sure.
You're saying there's a chance.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, radio people can outcool themselves sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of nonchalantly say, chance of showers.
Like, no, yeah. Big deal. I'm not concerned.
Right. You can figure it out.
Yeah.
You can figure it out.
But we are concerned.
Yesterday, we had a story of a big-time heist that took place in Atlanta. And with all of the plane crash news and everything leading the headlines, you may not have heard about it, but this is a serious thing, a serious heist that went on in Atlanta. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now, we're not talking about just a regular heist here. We are talking about what would be considered probably the sweetest heist anyone has ever pulled. It went on in Atlanta, and it's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy it.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
There was a big-time heist at a mall in Atlanta. Somebody broke into the mall and stole something very valuable, just one thing. One Cinnabon from the Cinnabon place. And they're on the lookout for him. They haven't found him yet, I don't think. They're facing a felony charge. Happened in the middle of the night, of course. And you have to think, if you're going to break into a food court, let's just deal with the food court and steal one item from the food court. Is it going to be something from Cinnabon?
I do love a good Cinnabon.
I put it up there pretty high on the list.
Auntie Anne's or Cinnabon?
Oh, I'm not Auntie Anne's.
You're not Auntie Anne's. Okay.
No. I'd rather go with the whatever the cookie place is, mm-hmm. a big peanut butter, or yeah, some of the peanut butter cookies in the softly baked pack,
mm-hmm.
in there, Mrs. Smith's or whatever, mm-hmm. it's called,
or Great, yeah. American Cookie.
Yeah, that one, any of those in the mall, yeah. in the food court. I'm gonna get in on some of that.
I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, you taking that over the Cinnabon?
Give me a soft peanut butter. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but I do love a Cinnabon because I never eat them. It's one of those things where, you know, it's a real treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's gonna last you a lot longer too, because it's a lot bigger than a peanut butter cookie.
True.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the night, I mean, are they hot and fresh? I mean, what are we dealing with here?
But I mean, you probably just got to pop it in the microwave for 15 seconds, and then it's all ooey gooey again.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
What are you getting, Riggins?
It's got to be prepared. So I'm trying to think of all the prepared food. That's probably the best option.
Sbarro?
Oh, are they still around? If there's still pizza left, I might grab a slice of that.
Yeah. Depends on how many beers you've had. I mean, you know.
I want the whole pizza.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing I ever saw growing up in rural Louisiana, where you could buy a pizza by the slice, was Sbarro. You know, never heard of that before.
And it's pretty, it was good. I mean, was it good? I don't know. I mean, I liked it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
If you're in a mall and you want a slice of pizza, it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But the Cinnabon would be, you know, way high up. And, but is it worth risking your freedom for more so for a Cinnabon or for the soft peanut butter cookie?
Mm.
What if they can make, what if you happened upon a soft peanut butter cookie cake? They only make those in chocolate chip, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Make it in a peanut butter cookie.
Yeah.
Now, if I stumbled upon that, that's worked some jail time.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. But I would eat the evidence before I got outside.
It'd be like all over. I swear I'd drink neuter.
I just fell asleep in the bathroom, got locked in when they closed up. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't break anything.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So a woman was sharing on TikTok what life was like in college in the 2005 to 2015. And that was when millennials, when they were in college.
Mm-hmm.
And she points out like, oh yeah, kids don't go out anymore when they're in college.
They don't?
They don't.
What?
Which is like a new, I guess a new thing. Less drinking overall, less drug taking, higher chances of being a total loser. No, I'm just kidding.
But it's not because they have all those edibles that are not considered drugs.
Yeah, I mean,
that get them high.
Like vaping has gone up, but like smoking cigarettes has gone down. But overall, drinking is way down.
But like CBD gummies or whatever they do.
There's upticks in other things Zins, those tobacco or smokeless pouches, whatever they call them. So those have gone up. But, you know, like little things. But overall, just kids in college aren't going out anymore. So she goes on to document what life was like in college in 2005. Now, when were you in college, Lindsay?
2002 to 2006.
Okay, so this might be your experience. But she was like, you know, it was all about Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Those 3 days. And you wait all week. And it's almost like a ritual. You pregame before the pregame. So you get ready and you're drinking Burnett's vodka and Gatorade mixed together.
Absolutely.
I wanted to throw up when I read that because it is true. Grape.
Burnett's
and Gatorade was pretty common to see. And God, the thought of drinking Burnett's vodka now, I just want to die. And she goes, yeah, so the idea is to get as drunk as humanly possible before you even go to the next pregame. She says, you know, you show up to the party, you're with all your friends, you're listening to Lose It by Missy Elliott while you're getting ready. You go to the party, you pay $5 for a cup, you're already hammered, and then you drink some warm beer that's gone way too soon because too many people are there. And then you go to another party and you're playing beer pong and presidents and another drinking game, quarters and things like that, flip cup, all that stuff. And then you wrap up the night going to Taco Bell, Whataburger, Sonic. You know, you just get Little Caesars. You just got to get the food. You go back to the spot where you originally started. You eat the food and you pass out. And then the next morning you wake up and you plug in your digital camera and you upload 400 pictures to a public Facebook group.
Yes.
With the worst pictures you can imagine of
create
all your friends.
Album.
Yeah, spending 3 hours, you know, uploading all these pictures of the worst pictures ever.
Yeah.
And then you do it all again the next night, and you do that 3 days in a row. That was sort of the college experience.
It just took me back, and I got chills. I'm not going to lie.
Your college days must have been wild, because you went to ECU, which is known as, like, one of the greatest party schools in the country.
And it was, in fact, the greatest party school. Yeah. I don't know how it is now, but... And we would go out so late. Like, now I'm in bed at 8:39. Right. I mean, we wouldn't even step foot out the door till 11. You know.
Yeah.
in our 4-inch stilettos. Like, we were mm-hmm. doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's still a thing, because that's when my daughter goes. She's 24, and when she goes out, it's sometimes late like that.
Crazy.
But they don't go to clubs anymore. They used to go, people used to go to clubs. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They don't go to dance clubs. They go to bars, sports bars, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
With sure. the bros.
But I remember y'all's generation just being way too obsessed with flip cup and beer pong. I mean, because we had interns on the show at that time, and they were just obsessed with it. I was like, why don't you just sit down and drink the beer? Just chill.
Don't play games.
So, yeah, and I was only in my 30s or, you know, late 30s then, and I was already a old man.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So my generation is the generation one before Lindsay and Riggins' generation. I was I'm a Gen X. And the parties and all that we would go to when we were college age and all of that, imagine the same types of parties and stuff that y'all went to, but nobody had a camera.
Wow. Good and bad, I guess.
Well, yeah I guess so. But, and especially guys didn't walk around with, unless the guy was a photographer, he wasn't taking pictures of anything.
And if he was, he'd carry a big old camera.
Well, I mean, guys just wouldn't even think about, I'm just talking about still pictures or whatnot. Putting a little Kodak camera in his pocket and just get some fun pictures. Mm-hmm. And unless he was doing it as an assignment for something else, if he was, you know, going to be a photographer, or if it was the fraternity or whatnot, and that was what he was supposed to be doing, is taking pictures.
Yeah.
But you would never, you rarely would see a guy taking a picture.
No.
Right.
In the 80s.
Right.
No.
It's a feminine thing.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a lot of dudes doing that when we went out either.
Well, and those digital cameras that were popular in college, they came out with like purple, pink, teal, like no manly colors. Mm-hmm. It was like all feminine.
Well, they had the silver one. That was about as close as it came.
Yeah.
And those were just for husbands and fathers.
Yeah.
They weren't for young guys.
Yeah. Take pictures
of you. Put that on your wrist and walk around with it, you know, with a little wrist strap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Got a wrist strap on.
But can you imagine Riggins going somewhere and seeing something and that you thought was really cool and not have the ability to take a picture of it on the spot?
Yeah, that is weird to not have the ability.
I can't fathom it, for one.
Of course.
Of course not. I can't.
And then people did take selfies back when I was young with regular film cameras. You just had to wait 2 weeks before you saw if it turned out or not.
Man, I have a double chin in that.
Or I didn't even get it centered on my face and it's just the lights off. You know.
How did you do it? You just hold it up with the
lens? You would just hold it. You didn't know anything about, you know, down, tilt or any of that. You just stick it out there and face it to you and then guess. Yeah.
You
just
get it
guess
back
where it is. Yeah.
It's like a wildlife camera when they check a, you know, there's a koala on the camera.
There was never a good selfie taken before the before phones.
That's funny.
Because even on the digital cameras, the little Sony cameras or whatever they were, they didn't have a thing that you could see from the other side of. They didn't have a lens that would allow you to see what you were taking a picture of in front of you.
Wow. That's so funny. Oh, man. Not a time to be alive, I tell you that.
I mean, that's like, hearing that for y'all is about like hearing a story, you know, that somebody told me about when you used to have to pick up the phone and talk to the operator to connect you to whoever it was. It was that far back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? We made it through.
Yep. Yeah, you did.
You survived.
You survived that.
Barely. Mm-hmm.
And we was a lot better off.
Yeah.
You know, a lot less self-conscious and narcissistic.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So get rid of them cameras, y'all. Get rid of
more TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, as soon as I got here this morning, I had to jump out of my truck and look on the front to see if something was wrong with it. Because evidently I have one of those signs on the front in the grill that says, very slow cars operated by old people. Please pull out in front of me now.
Oh, no.
Because there were three of them this way and this morning. One would turn off, and then I'm going, because you know I have those country roads I come down.
Yeah.
And it's like they can't wait 2 seconds for me to get past them because there's nobody behind me. Mm-hmm. And here they go. You know, meet the boys for coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they got to jump out there.
Oh, I hate they so that. Early. Man. They're so early.
And then one of them, we stopped at a light, and we were both turning left. He was the first one at the light. And by the time he could get in motion and get through to the left turn where I could go, the light was turning red again.
Oh, gosh. You're kidding.
I hate when that happens. Well, my tag says, policeman, please follow me. Because it's at, down this road every morning. Mm-hmm. And I think, is my tag expired? That's the first thing that comes.
They'd let you know.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with this Cozy Earth company. You know, I told, been, you know, upfront and honest with everybody from the beginning. They wanted me to endorse and influence their products. I wasn't interested. They laid it on heavy. Please do this. I finally said, okay, send me, you know, something that people like, your customers order a lot of. So they sent this cuddle bubble, bubble cuddle blanket thing. And it's, you know, luxurious and soft and whatnot. And I said, well, I know other influencers are doing and podcasters and stuff are doing your endorsements. And I think I heard that Matt Walsh saying that you could get 40% off with his code. I want more than that for my people.
Oh, yeah.
And so they said, all right, well, your people, if they use the promo code TJ, will get 41% off. Now, that's not just on the blanket. It's on all the stuff. And so then yesterday, I find out that Lindsay's mama ordered the bubble cuddle blanket, and she says she's going to order them for Christmas gifts coming up for Christmas. And you said they gave her 46% off?
She said, now, I swear it was 46% off, not 41. I said, well, good. She said, and so in that case, I'm getting each kid, so three kids, two. And I said, two? She said, well, everybody's got two couches in their house. I said, okay, I'm not going to complain. Yeah, hey, I'm not going to question.
One for the kid and one for the son-in-law or daughters-in-law.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Now, I don't know where that came from. They haven't told me that they upped it to 46%. Maybe they just love Lindsay's mama, Carol.
Maybe.
But either way, you know, as far as I know, it's still 41%, but they may be. And what it was is that last week I started asking, hey, you think it's about time we wind down the partnership? You know, we went through Christmas and all that. And so maybe this is what they did.
Yeah.
It's like, you ain't leaving.
So
you
I'm not
going nowhere.
I'm not saying if you order it and use that code TJ that you'll get 46% off. You'll get 41% off, I know, but it depends on what they got going on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like I threatened to tariff them. You know, they're like, okay, well, we'll jump into action here.
Sorry.
We don't want your tariffs.
Message received.
So that's tjriggins.com/deals to order the bubble cuddle blanket of Lindsay's mama, Carol.
Oh, excited.
I wish it smelled like Carol.
Oh, it will. You know it will.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I was reading a little, you know, one of those little odd knowledge facts that I like, being the keeper of odd knowledge. And I don't know much about this Kate Winslet in her personal life and stuff, but I do know that she's a great actor. Mayor of Easttown. It's a great show. She's good. Does accents. She does his accents very well. But when I didn't know she was in that Avatar. One of those avatars.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Avatar, The Way of the Water.
Yeah, that was the newest one, mm-hmm. The second one.
And she had to do so much training in the water that she was able to build herself up to holding her breath for 7 minutes and 14 seconds. That's what she says. And they say that a lot of Navy SEALs can't even come close to that.
Wow. Dang. 7 minutes.
But that reminds me of something that that is something I am no good at. I am great at so many, like countless things. Am I either great, just great, or the best there is, you know, at countless things. Sure. But holding my breath is not one of them.
I know. When you jump, you hold your nose still when you jump in a pool.
No, I'm just
you?
Talking about being able to hold my breath at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I jump in and I'm going straight down like a toothpick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to learn that that's...
I think they're connected.
Yeah.
No. If I'm just standing in a pool and I decide I'm going to go underwater, I'm there 20 seconds at the most.
Really?
Is it because you get kind of claustrophobic-ish or what?
No, I just never learned. I never took any swimming lessons or learned how to do that. So
we got to get a bucket of water in here and we'll all do it.
Or I can just try to hold my breath, and I'm telling you, I can't do it.
Above water,
just like standing.
Mm-mm. That's so funny. When I go underwater, I still puff my cheeks out too sometimes.
Should
I don't
we
think
have a
I'm...
competition?
I don't know if it makes good radio, but
video it for the socials. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. If I jump in the water and I'm swimming underwater, I can't go very far at all because I have to come up.
Oh, yeah. We need to get you some swimming lessons. I think the ship has sailed on that.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean,
maybe.
You know, I could go and join a class this summer at the Y with all the little children.
Yeah.
Could you see? I just see TJ standing on the side with like a bunch of 6-year-olds. Yeah. Like, who's ready?
With that belt on. You and Rob. Rob needs a little tuning up, so.
Floaties on.
Yeah, sure.
A hard pass.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rob doesn't like to play.
Rob, this is going to save your life one day, maybe.
He's never going to be in the water.
I don't like water.
Yeah, he doesn't like water. He doesn't like air. He doesn't like sun. He doesn't like smoke.
Yeah, right.
He's not cool like that, smoking.
What's crazy is TJ loves the pool. He loves the beach. It's his favorite place on earth. You think he would be like this, like sea otter, you know, could do anything in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, I can frolic. I can frolic pretty well at the beach. Yeah. And I can sometimes, what do you call those things? Boogie boards or body surf. I can do that.
Yeah.
But that's because I can breathe when I'm doing it, except for small spurts. When the water comes over my head, then I jump up.
And do you go?
And I'm like, and you know what else is? You know what else is so stupid? I still sling my head like I've got hair, and I'm slinging it out. Yeah. I haven't had hair in 20 years.
I gotta see this.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So yesterday, everybody was talking about Jaden Smith and that castle helmet that he wore to the Grammys. Turns out that hat cost $4,600, and it was not made by Louis Vuitton. That was his suit was Louis Vuitton, but this was made by a designer art collective.
Riggins, that is not a hat.
What is it?
It's a wearable castle.
Right.
Is what they called it. A wearable castle.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He got ripped off.
Now, what Melania Trump was wearing on Inauguration Day, that's a mere hat.
Mm-hmm. A hat.
What this guy was wearing is a wearable castle.
Okay. All right. Well, his wearable castle cost $4,600. Yeah, I think you're right. He might have overpaid for that.
Yeah.
I don't think he did because they let him wear it. But anybody else who goes in there and buys one or orders one, and the person who thinks that it's worth that, the one who made it, they're all crazy.
Crazy.
You're going to be the talk of the party. If you show up in that thing, they're going to be talking about you. If you want attention, that's a good thing to have.
I hope this isn't the next fashion trend. Yeah, I'm going to be very upset.
It wouldn't.
You can't walk through a door.
But then again, if some drugged out vagrant walked into one of those Hollywood parties, he would be the talk of the town.
Sure.
True.
Some people just want attention.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know.
By any.
Okay, kind of. You're right. Okay, you're right.
By any means necessary.
I want someone to talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, Jaden made quite the splash at the Grammys on Sunday. Super Bowl ticket prices are plummeting, they're saying. Now, yesterday we did tell you that they're 14% lower than they were the previous year, but They're attributing it to Kansas City Chiefs fatigue, mm-hmm. I've seen, and also the fact that it's in New Orleans, and a lot of people just don't want to go to New Orleans, especially after that terrorist attack a few weeks ago. So there's also more seats in New Orleans than there are in Las Vegas last year. So tickets are easier to come by, although they're still expensive, you know, $7,000. Yeah.
I really don't know why, and I've been this way for years, since after Katrina. Right after Katrina, I don't know why people still want to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's been even more dangerous than it used to be for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be going to New Orleans. I haven't been back since the 2 weeks before Katrina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I've never been, and I was hoping to go because y'all used to say how fun it is. I mean, that was back in the day.
Uh-huh, when we went for radio conferences and things.
Yeah. So I missed my shot.
Yeah, we did a lot of fun things before you joined the show.
I hear.
You extinguished the fun. Lindsay, fun extinguisher.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
And then today's National Homemade Soup Day. So not that trash store soup.
No, it's gross. Nothing condensed.
It's got to be Homemade Soup Day. Sure. Do you make soups, TJ, don't you?
Oh, yeah, a lot. I love it.
Yeah. Are you a soup lover?
I'm a soup lover.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids don't really like it.
Yeah.
It's too hot, and then it gets cold. It's too cold. I'm like, I can't win.
Because, you know, technically gumbo is a soup.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I still like a Campbell's bean with bacon soup. That's always
so good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With a grilled cheese.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. Campbell's. I like all those Campbell soups. I don't care. And they're salty and delicious and awesome. So, but today's National Homemade Soup Day.
Right.
Kind of snobby.
Around. Don't mess around.
Guess what, TJ? You got a piece of hate mail. After
shock.
And it's ugly. I was really surprised. We will read the entire piece of hate mail coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, buckle up.
Yeah, this is all I need today.
This is this is ugly. We were talking about dogs being allowed in certain places. I had mentioned that my dog was not allowed in an Apple store over the weekend. I was walking with him. I had to go to the Apple store. They didn't allow him in. I was fine with it. Don't care. But TJ's long talked about how dogs should not be allowed in restaurants or in malls or wherever people are bringing dogs to.
Yeah.
So we got a message yesterday, and I will read it in its entirety, and it's in detail. Dear TJ, I've honestly had it with you. You think dogs shouldn't be allowed in restaurants? Well, congratulations on your groundbreaking revelation. Clearly, you must have spent countless hours pondering this matter, reaching the earth-shattering conclusion that our loyal companion should be banned from dining establishments. Bravo! Let's start with the obvious. Dogs are more than just pets, they're family. No. They bring joy, comfort, and companionship to our lives. To suggest that they don't belong in restaurants is to dismiss the countless benefits they provide. Are you so self-absorbed that you can't see the positive impact dogs have on people's mental health and well-being? Or do you just enjoy ruining things for everybody else? I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Now I understand that not everyone's a dog person. And as you said, some people are scared of dogs, and that's fine. Some people are scared of birds, like your little friend Jenny. Do you avoid eating outside? Because newsflash, birds live outside. Have you ever considered that responsible dog owners exist? We train our dogs to behave well in public, clean up after them, and ensure they don't cause a disturbance. Shocking, I know. Maybe, just maybe, you could try opening your mind and giving us a chance instead of painting all dog owners with the same brush. So next time you feel the urge to spout your anti-dog rhetoric, take a moment to consider the numerous benefits these animals bring to our lives. Dogs deserve to be included in our social experiences, and their presence in restaurants should be embraced, not shunned. If you can't handle that, perhaps it's you who should stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely, I won't read their name.
Do it.
Well, funny. Is it a she?
It is a she.
Right. She says that I'm the self-centered one.
Mm-hmm.
When it has already been well established that people who feel like they have to take their dogs into every situation where dogs used to not go is an attempt to get attention for themselves. Oh, look at the cute dog. Oh my God, what's his name? What's her name? How old is he? Da, 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 da. That is feeding the dog owner ego. Look at me. I'm getting attention of how cute my dog is. And that's why you do it. Mm-hmm. Now, none of that proved the case of why we should change the culture in order to let dogs go everywhere that humans go. That's what needs to happen. People who say dogs don't belong here are on the side of time and history. Dogs don't go in restaurants. If you want to change that, present your case. And none of that that she said presented a case for me that dogs need to be in, you know, restaurants, crowded sidewalks,
she said
airports.
Birds live outside. Yeah, but dogs don't live in restaurants. Yeah. I'm confused how that relates.
Right. And if outside meant that everybody's going to come in there with a bird on their shoulder, then I'm pretty sure little friend Jenny wouldn't want to eat out there.
It'd be terrifying.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's got the time to write? This is incredible.
Dog lovers.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a people hater. That's what she is.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.